Now, it is the privilege of every person to be here in the love of God. And it is the privilege of every person to keep safe. Living safe is not altogether done by having a lot of sense. It's by yielding what you do have to God. It has been thought by some that a person that's a brained man, you know, can have lots of understanding, know a lot of things, he can live safe good. But sometimes they miss it farther than the person that doesn't have so much knowledge. It's a matter of yielding to God. If someone turns to Jude, and when I noticed a few things about living for God, why did it Jude? I want James. Let's see. Jude 3. Now start with the first verse and read down.
Say.
Yeah.
The man that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ the Lord.
Yes.
Mercy unto you and peace, love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all your life to you to come to salvation, it would mean for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend.
Yes. That's right. That's good. Now, I'm going to read another scripture in James. I believe we want the, let's see about the second chapter. Okay. And we're going to notice a few thoughts here. We realize that God is trying to get us all to heaven. And he will get us if we let him. Now this is the first chapter, instead of the second chapter, I think we read it in James. James is servant of God. And of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad, read. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. So that as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now we notice much said about temptation in this text. You might call this lesson tonight, the talk on this subject, how to live the sanctified life. How to live is sanctified life. And they wish to deal with some temptations that is peculiar to the sanctified. Now, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you are not made free from temptation, but you're given power to overcome temptation. Now, that is what? You will still be tempted after you are sanctified. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, as we have said to read, and brother of James, to who? To them that are sanctified by God the Father, praise the Lord, and they are preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Them folks are set up pretty good. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. All right. Mercy and peace and love be multiplied. He had already said that in addressing this letter to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Praise the Lord. Then he said, mercy unto you, and peace, and love, be multiplied. Now, to multiply means to increase. After you're sanctified and know it, know the day that you receive the Holy Ghost, and know how you receive it. It's your duty thereafter to never deny it. Amen. Unless by some means you say it is God. You do not lose the Holy Ghost without sinning. He don't just take a visit or vacation. When once you receive Him, you always have Him. Unless you sin. First of all, in seeking the Holy Spirit, we should seek Him according to God's Word. And receive Him according to the Word of God. And before one God, one tittle of God's Word fails, the heavens would pass away, and the earth. So we must be able to depend on the Word of God. Sanctification and Holy Ghost baptism in the same way. In Romans, the 15th chapter and verse 16, says they're sanctified by the Holy Ghost. John, Jesus speaking in John, the 16th chapter, verse 7 to 13 through that, that it is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send Him unto you. The Comforter is called the Holy Ghost. Notice it's called in heat. Will not come. Some people think of receiving the Holy Ghost and sometimes use the word fully and more of the Holy Ghost. There's no sin to say it that way, but that implies a lack of a clear knowledge of the Holy Ghost. You don't fully in some of the Holy Ghost. You receive the whole Holy Ghost. In the 14th chapter of John, about verse 15 to 17, along in there, he spoke of giving us another Comforter, And call him the Holy Ghost finally. Said he will be with you and be in you. Praise the Lord. And abide with you forever. Verse 26 in the same 14th chapter of John says he will lead you into all truth, I believe it is. But the main thought will bring to your remembrance the things Christ said. How to live the sanctified life. The New Testament law, teaching, is geared to a sanctified experience. And one cannot live it in the full without being sanctified. It takes the power and the guidance of the Holy Ghost to live the New Testament. Now, noticing this, in order to receive the Holy Ghost in the first place, you have to dedicate your body to the Lord. Consecrate it entirely to Him. After you know you're saved. Amen. By your own choice, you dedicate your body, praise the Lord, gives it to the Lord. Let me tell you once more, please, about the God I was on, then I can go to the lesson. We're working for millionaires. They owned about 2,000 acres of land in that area. One man was farming for him, and he farmed well, handled his business well, had his own equipment. The boss wanted this man to be foreman over this plantation. He was going to build a big dairy and have lots of cattle. And he liked the way he worked, so he was his choice, a foreman. But he required of this farmer to sell him everything he owned on the place. Every screwdriver, plier, nail pullers, everything which belonged to the boss. And it bought and paid for everything that man owned. And didn't lose a screwdriver, as I know it. Everything was left where it was. And the man was left where he was. But he operated under the direction of the boss now. Amen. When you have given your body to the Lord, He does not take you out of your body, does not change things, but you take honor from above now. Amen. Jesus said to Peter, 21st chapter of John, when you were young, you walked while you were. Praise the Lord now. But when thou shalt be old, another shall die to you while you would not have went. When you receive the Holy Ghost, the conditions would be to completely consecrate your body to God. Give it away. Everybody is not able to do that just immediately. Some people have to pray and fast a while before they can fully make the decision. I believe that's why that song was wrote like it was. I saw the death, I had to die. A death in which my soul did cry. Yet I long for deeper grace and kingdom's blessed resting place. But whenever you can make the consecration, holy is the body to the Lord. Give it to him once forever. Amen. When folks get married, they say, for the better and the worse, until death do you part. And die out of it. But no other way out. When you give your body to the Lord, Let me until death do you part. And of course, death won't part you from the Lord. Your entire life is given to Him. God always does His part when man does His. Many times people have tarried before the Lord trying to get Him to give them the Holy Spirit. Praying for days, that wasn't necessary. To get God to move, it's necessary to get you in a condition to receive it. Yes. You do not have to beg God a long time to give Him that. It takes prayer to get in a condition where God can act. That's why you're tired, God. God has already made provision for it and promised it. He'll already meet those conditions. When you, by your own choice, have dedicated your body to the Lord, wholly yielded to Him, never to take it back, long as you live, for the better for the worse, sorrows and grief for how it comes, that you will never take it in your own hands. You'll always get your orders from God. When you've made that decision, you can ask for the Holy Ghost to get it. He'll give it every time, never fail. Then the last stage is to believe He does it. By faith. Alright? Mercy unto you. And peace and love be multiplied. We find that these people whom He said were sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, still need the increase of mercy, increase of love. Amen. That's what I want us to see now. After you're sanctified, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, and know the day when the Holy Spirit took over, you still need an increase of it in your life. Now then, when you receive the Holy Ghost as the abiding covenant, bear in mind this. It says in John 14:26 that He's going to bring to remember the things God has already told you. Going to teach you all things. And the point is this. The Spirit of God has to teach man over the period of his life. A person now that has been sanctified for 40 days and living a sanctified life. And another person that has been sanctified 40 years and has been faithfully living the sanctified life. They both have the same Holy Ghost, but have had 40 years more time to teach one than have had the other. All right, this person that has been sanctified 40 years can testify clear over the head. Amen. Of that one that's been sanctified 40 days, and he knows the day he receives the Holy Ghost. And the man that's been sanctified 40 years also know the date that he receives the Holy Ghost. But he had 40 years to teach him against 40 days to teach the other one. Now then, I want to say this. When you know you have received the Holy Ghost, you are to lean on Him day by day, and He will teach you all things and bring to remembrance the things that God have already said unto you. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bear in mind that after you receive the Holy Spirit and sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, you still need an increase of peace and love in your heart. It must increase all the time. Now then, the Holy Ghost have all power in these things that anybody ever needs. But one thing we want to remember. When God made man, He created him a female angel. And He created man with a will, with a power of choice, with a power of reason. And the Holy Spirit always reckons with man's will, with man's choice, in all the week. We might go back to Genesis just for a little while. We notice in Genesis, the first chapter, and the first verse, says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now listen with me just a minute. It said the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the water, and the Word of God was saying, let there be light. That was the Word and the Spirit right there. But bear in mind, the Word says, let it be. But the Spirit of God moving, He made it so all the way through the entire creation, right down the line. He created light, and it created the firmament, and it separated the waters from water, and gathered them together, and made the sea, planted the earth and the earth, whales and the sea, the great planets, the sun, and the moon, and all the stars. The Spirit of God, as the word said, let there be, brought all things to pass. Now listen, we understand, when the Holy Ghost has power, when the whole earth was covered with darkness and water, to bring light into existence, these dwelling darkness, and set the sun up there, some many 3 million miles away, many times bigger than the earth. Glory to God, we want to say, He has much power to set things in motion like that, in so much, throughout the entire age of the world, that sun always rises in the east, and travels, none stops the west, except God, by divine power, or in other words. But it still does that until this present time. The moon begins wasting away, clear down to a new moon, start building up again, to right over again, to a full moon. Always done that, just like God said. And the ocean remains in a bound, according to Jeremiah. I believe it must be 5, down about 22, and on the map, by spoken power, that the ocean stays in a bound by the protective decree that God gives. The sand is abound in the ocean. They cannot come out of that. Why? The Holy Ghost made it so. When God's Word said, let the waters be gathered together into one place. Now, I would have said to you, dear one, had much power back there to all those things. And it said, it stretched out and off only at the place and hang the earth upon nothing, so says Job. But listen, let us bear in mind the Holy Spirit that has power to create and bring into existence this universe. Thank the Son up there. Do you tell me you have enough power in your life to keep you saved and sanctified in the world? You have such power in the power of the universe. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received the very presence of the Trinity. The power of the universe, you receive that in your heart. But listen, when God said, hang the sun up there, the sun didn't have a will. All the Holy Ghost had to do is hang it up there. When God said, put the moon up there, the moon doesn't have a will. He just put the moon up there. When the whole earth was covered with water, God said, get all the water together in one place and let it dry out there and call this together to get a lot of seed. He just gathered it together. When God said, let whales begin to float and swim in the ocean, He just made them. The Holy Ghost done all that. But now, when the Holy Ghost get in you, amen, man. Everything God said in Genesis, it was so. It becomes so. The Holy Ghost made it so. It wasn't so until God said it. But as soon as God's voice said, let it be, the Holy Ghost made it that way. You read the whole chapter. Everything said it was so. Why was it so? The Holy Ghost made it so. Alright. The Holy Ghost will make all of the Word of God so in your life. Everything the Bible said you knew, the Holy Ghost will make it so in your life. The Bible said He will love your enemies. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will make that so in your life. The business of the Holy Ghost is to execute the Word of God. It's evil for you. The Holy Ghost will make that so. in your life. Be faithful and powerful. The Holy Ghost will make that so. But here's the difference. When the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, you have a will. Even after you're sanctified, you have a will. Amen. And you'll have to keep that will consecrated day by day. Now then, the Bible says that the Lord giveth more grace. He resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. James the 4th chapter, about verse 6 and 7. He giveth more grace. He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. When the Holy Ghost has come into your heart, given you power to overcome the present and immediate trials that you're now facing, later you come to something harder than that. Amen. The Holy Ghost has all the power in the world it needs. Heaven too. But here's the point. You have a will. Amen. When you come to something that's greater than what you can bear, if you're willing to humble to it, the Holy Ghost will give you power to do it. Amen. Amen. Even after you receive the Holy Ghost, He can be living in His power and abides in your heart. That's right. Some have thought, I'm sanctified now. I received the Holy Ghost. He will just do all of it. I don't have to go to jail for that. No. Your will is always recognized by the Lord. He created you with a will. He will never ride over it. You always will have to yield to Him. Amen. How to live a sanctified life. How to get along with the Holy Ghost, in other words. The Holy Ghost is just like the Father. He will not make you do a thing after it's in your heart but what you're willing to yield for. Just like it said in John 14, 26, He'll bring to your remembrance the things God's Word said. Amen. When He brings that to your remembrance, it's your duty to humble yourself that you might have power to do it. When you humble, He gives you power to go and do it. That's the way the Holy Ghost handles you as He comes. Now, God did not want man under bondage to Him, Himself. That's true. Neither did the Holy Ghost want man under bondage to Him. The Son don't want you under bondage to Him. He created man free as a thing was able. And you must yield to Him for Him to give you power. There have been people that prayed for months for more power. Had others prayed for them, laid a hand on them, prayed for them. And still fell short, son. It all lies in your will. We must know how to get along with the Holy Ghost. You'll have more power as you yield for more power. Amen. He does not take you and drag you from victory to victory. He teaches you and shows you thanks to God and brings you remembrance what God says. To prove that one can after the Holy Ghost is that by the company. They can meet something that they don't much want to go through. Sanctified folks can meet that. I want you to follow me closer tonight. There won't be much noise to it, but it will be plain if you can listen. Amen. Now listen. Jesus Christ said in the 17th chapter of John, I sanctify myself that they might be sanctified. In the 3rd chapter of Matthew, it tells about Jesus being baptized. Either there, one of the gospels said the Holy Ghost is finished upon the people of death. Remember that? And come over. In the 10th chapter of Acts, down about verse 38, reading down, says that the Lord anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Those three scriptures prove that Christ was sanctified, that the Holy Ghost had come upon him. But when he faced the cross, according to the 26th chapter of Matthew, down about verse 38, said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. After you're sanctified, you can become thoughtful. You can have a burden that's heavy after you're sanctified. Amen. He says to his Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. After you're sanctified, you can meet something that's so dreadful to you that if in some way around, you'd rather do differently. After you're sanctified. But when the Spirit of God brings you to mind, you remember. Remember, see, that God wants you to go through it, then it's your duty to heal. That's it, right there. Truly sanctified. These people here were sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called. And it still says, mercy unto you and peace and love and mother's life. Now, what an increase of it in your life. Somebody said, I thought the Holy Ghost had all of those things. He didn't have it. And it's abiding in your heart. But he bestows them upon you in your life as it is. Amen. He doesn't impose on you with it. You must be with him. Yes, Jesus Christ meant something so hard till he prays as his Father for mission to pass it up. Amen. That was not sinful. But he always said, but not my will, but yours be done. If this cup may not pass, then I drink it, I'll drink it. Amen. The Holy Ghost can wait when you keep that, say that way. Keep in mind that you can meet something that's harder than what you'd like to go through it after you're sanctified. But if you yield to go through it, the Holy Ghost will give you power to do it. That's the secret of it right there. But you will not realize that the degree of power you have is in you. Keep that in mind. You won't realize how much power you have to overcome that thing until you yield to God's ability. That's when you realize the power of God. You're holding it back by the lack of you. You're in it. Amen? When you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't receive some of Him. Pour in some Holy Ghost, you receive the whole person. Amen. He takes full control of your heart. To one who has received the Holy Ghost, it is absolutely impossible for anything to ever strike them that they can't overcome. That's right. It can never be. But since you are free born agents, God created you with a will. If you become unwilling and unyielding, you can't overcome it because you're not yielding the will of God. But it will not be too great for you. Because there's no trial too great for the Holy Ghost. And He'll never leave you. Amen? From the day He comes into your heart, He'll never depart unless you turn against Him. Till He'll abide with you forever and guide you into all truth, teach you all things, and bring to remembrance the things that God has said to you. The Holy Ghost will never leave. And I believe what Jeremiah that said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up and stand against you. You have power to stand. But the one thing that sanctifies people over the world, need to know, when the Holy Ghost comes in, He does not spasmodically take over independent of your will and knowledge and charity. He doesn't do it. But He brings to your mind what God says about it. Let me take a little something. Set a few in an argument with somebody. Maybe it's not a very easy argument, but it begins to warm up, that argument is. And you begin to kind of get kind of fit in this thing. Amen? You haven't sinned yet. But the Holy Ghost gives you a check. The time to quiet. But you think, but I'm the one to write. See what I mean? And this fellow tries to pull something over me here. But the Spirit of the Lord says, kind of hold out. If you'll obey Him, you'll have plenty of power to overcome that thing. And He'll guide you just how to help. Amen. After you've heard and let the Holy Spirit have its way, He'll tell you what they say. But no, I know I'm right. Amen. I'm right over that step you give me. It's them that you're defeating. And you wonder what? The matter. The Holy Spirit must be respected. Now listen. How to live the sanctified life, how to get along with the Holy Ghost when He comes in. He will not take much foolishness either. He'll take His flight. You ride over Him too much, you'll leave that. Amen. Now the Holy Ghost has plenty of wisdom. Because He bestows the gift of wisdom. He knows when you're doing the best you can. He knows that. And He knows when you're rebelling against Him. He knows the difference. Amen. People don't always know the difference, but the Holy Ghost does. The word, the term conviction is usually applied to sinners. But the Holy Ghost convicts saints, sanctified people too. Amen. If you speak, act, or even think upon something that you shouldn't think on, the Spirit of God will give you a little trouble in your conscience. That's conviction. Amen. That's not conviction for sin, that's conviction for idle thought. Amen. Nobody knows the truth. But you actually don't feel good because you allow those kind of thoughts to linger in your mind. That's conviction of the Holy Ghost. Perhaps you've spoken something that you know isn't a sin, but it's not becoming to holiness. As soon as you spoke it, you feel bad in your heart about it. You're not guilty of sin, but you're guilty of an idle word that will lead you to sin. The Holy Ghost convicted you for that. Isn't it? If the Holy Spirit is there, you're likely to be troubled about the least move. The more desperate experience of Holy Ghost baptism you have, the quicker it troubles you about anything. Doesn't matter how small it is. That's not quite becoming. The Holy Spirit will trouble you about that. Amen. How to get along with the Holy Ghost? He'll never. A lot of people have prayed and asked the Holy Ghost for it. Just take me and fix me up all right. He'll take me to it. But your will must heal. That's it. Amen. Somebody say, I have a high temper. I can't hold it down. The Holy Ghost will heal that temper. If you yield to Him to let Him do it, He's set to do it. Somebody saying that, personally, I was extremely high-tempered, out of a high-tempered family, all of us, play on down to the third and fourth generation. All of them that I know is real high-tempered. But listen, when the Holy Ghost come into my life, I was actually afraid for certain things to happen to me. Because I didn't hardly think that I could stand it. When the Holy Ghost took over, and I yielded to Him, He gave me power over my sin. Any habit, anything in your natural makeup that hinders you from living for God, the Holy Ghost will give you power. But teach this before you. He'll convict you for that thing. That does not mean you're a sinner. When the Holy Spirit lays His finger on something in the natural nature, you're still sanctified. But He's calling on you to take steps against it. That's it. When you actually consecrate yourself to overcome it, He gives you power over that thing. In so much as you marvel like everybody else. First time I met Brother Symbol, he testified over Glendale. And I liked his testimony. Enjoyed it much. I went to him and took hands with him. I said, Tanner's my name. He said, Trimble's my name. Amen. I said, Brother Trimble, I certainly enjoyed your testimony. He said, I did too. Amen. The point is this. When God flooded his soul in a way that he enjoyed like everybody else, when you will obey the Holy Ghost, He'll give you such power in your life till you marvel the things of anybody else. Remember, there'll never be a thing you can't overcome. It doesn't make it. That's right. The Holy Ghost, if you take the sun and hang it upside and stay this long, don't tell me He can't give you the victory. You can do it. But this is what He meant when He got in your heart. He had the reckoning with your will. God Himself does that. Amen. In Isaiah, the first chapter and 18th verse. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Reason together. Did you catch that? Together. Recognizing Yahweh. He created you with a will. Many people have lived for years. Amen. Haven't overcome some things and expect the Holy Ghost to just knock it away. Yeah? Some people have been wrong several times. Figure the minister just pray it clear out on them. Now that is, you wouldn't be a human. You'd be a machine. But still must want to overcome. There is no, there's nothing in the economy of God's grace provided to deliver a man from a thing he doesn't will to be delivered from. God didn't send it up that way. Even the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which destroys carnal nature, delivers you from the nature of sin that bent to evil, and possess you with power and authority to live things. But always remember this, praise the Lord, that you must yield your will after you are sanctified. There's a need of an increase of the grace of God as you go along. And the Holy Ghost has everything you need, but your will must be yielded to you. That means everything. Some saints have suffered some bad things in life. Some have been beaten, deserted, their companions, whipped, run over. And in a condition, one or two things, it lose out with God or suffering. So they put it in that condition. But God gives power to go through it all. But it's only when you yield your will that He gives you power to go through for God. In Bible times, some was crucified, nailed to the cross, thrown in the lion's den. But God gives them grace and power to stand. We're reading in history. Brother Pruitt was reading it and was quoting to me. We had the book there together. About men that are put right in the den with a wild beast, hungry enough to die. So those beasts with tigers and things. We just make a dive at the man when he's about so close he's running into something to throw him clear back. It wasn't a thing there, but just air like that. The man of God will stand out clear and call on God.
One time, they preached that there were seven lions in the den of the lion.
Daniel? Yeah.
And they started him for 7 days.
Yeah.
So they get going like that.
That's right. And that looked reasonable because when they cooked Daniel out and put his companions in there, they didn't hit the box. They broke their bones before they even hit the box. So that sounds reasonable. Here is the thought. Keep this ever before you. There is never a time, it never happens, that a sanctified place needs or something that can't go through. That don't never happen. It doesn't never happen. But this is what happened. Jesus said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And he's sanctified, wasn't he? We know Christ is sanctified. He meant something so hard that he was hoped for the way around, didn't he? And you will meet that too after you're sanctified. You'll sometimes meet a thing that is in some way around going through this like it is. You'd like for God to move it. But when you find out it's just not God's will to move it, humble yourself to go through. And He has certainly given you power to go right through. That's it. And I want us to remember this. When you alone, I felt led of late to keep that before you. When you're alone by yourself, no one to fight the battle but you. The Holy Ghost is all the power in the world. All the sinful man, their power comes from the Holy Ghost. Look to me. Just humble your heart and God will give the power. It don't have to come, it's already in you. If you just yield to it. Amen. He, the Holy Ghost, is right there with plenty of power. If you'll only yield. Yield to Him more and more. Now the Holy Ghost, when you receive Him, brings out or delivers you from the carnal nature, sin principles, Adamic nature, I'm naming the several terms applied to it, that you inherit through the fall of Adam. But He does not deliver you from the natural appetite And natural passions of flesh, he does deliver you from that. He purifies it. Amen. And gives you power to control it, to his glory. That's what he does. Adam and Eve had never sinned when God first made them. There was no occasion for them to inherit a congregation, depravity. But they did have the natural appetite and natural passion to play which belongs to human nature. You wouldn't even be a human without the natural attributes of humanity. Amen? Now then, just like the devil in the first place could tempt them through the natural appetite for the flesh and passion, he can do the same to sanctify us today. But listen to this. Having the Holy Ghost as your body comforter, all of the power in the world, says the Lord, if you will yield to him in the critical time, he'll give you power. And it don't take you a long time to do it either. You have the power right there when you yield. But up to the time that you haven't yielded, it seems to you like you haven't done it. Amen? He don't have to give you a big feeling ahead of it. Just remember, I'm facing something too hard to leave. By God's grace, I'll die before I give up the Lord. I'm going through. When you yield to that spirit, he gives you power to go through. The Holy Ghost does. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied and more of it. You've had before. Now,
that
double. 2 times 2 is 4. But somebody's doubling it again. 4 times 4. Was that 16? Way it goes, right quick. Grace increased, watch that when you yield to God. Now, I lived in the state of California for 13 years. And I had been told from a child that in the state of California, there are some great redwood trees, 200 and 300 feet tall, in the state of California. But I lived in California 13 years and never saw one. Right? I was told there's beautiful orange orchards, acres and acres of them. I lived around a while before I ever saw it. But I finally traveled into the area, quite a while, but think of that, in California. I'm trying to say this. After you entered the sanctified experience, there are a number of things you heard the preacher say was in that sanctified life. And some of them you haven't experienced yet. Amen? And you are sanctified too. Here's what happened. After 13 years, I traveled north to this far northern point of California. And I went through the redwood forest. And I saw trees large as a medium-sized room. Looked at them with my own eyes, put my hands on them, growing. Here is the thought. It is 13 years before I experienced those things. They were still in California. The other people testifying to me that they saw those things in their own eyes. And we both lived in California. I believe you were there. That's right. But I haven't experienced it yet. I believe the soul. And I knew I was in California, but I hadn't thought of every two yet. And I believed they were there enough to go up there. Then I saw them. Somebody said the Holy Ghost gives you power to love your enemy. Gives you power to pray sincerely for the man who spites you. Somebody said the Holy Ghost gives you power to shout loud when trouble is raging all around. Do you think that's false? The Holy Ghost doesn't give it? I believe it. I couldn't do that though when I first got sanctified.
Well, it sounds like someone with me when I'm with them.
Yeah.
I just knew I could tie. But I concentrate this.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Big man, concentrated little man.
Here's the thought. When he consecrated before this honor of God, I take a witness. The Holy Ghost has full right to take over that. That's right. Here's the thought now. As I foresaid, when I first got sanctified, in the earliest days of my sanctified experience, troubles were kind of having me down on me. See? I kept thinking all right. But my head was a little bit down part of the time. But they told me that in sanctification, the power to hold your head up with trouble is raised all up. And it is. Amen. But I have reached it yet, but it's there. Listen to me. When you know you haven't sinned against God, don't let the devil get you to even try to get it anymore. Don't ask God nothing about the Holy Ghost. Just thank Him for it. Amen. Just praise Him for the Holy Ghost and realize there's better things in front of all to you. I believe those redwood trees are there enough to wiggle up there. Amen. And I told them to myself. Those who told me you can rejoice in trouble, I can do it now. Amen. I've been on the job many years now. I can do it. But I could not do it years ago when I heard them tell about it. But I saved those. I knew I was saved. I was sanctified. But as I grew in the Lord, more power. More power. Deeper experience in the sanctuary. Grace unto you. Peace and love be multiplied to you some more of it. And the Holy Ghost has plenty of it to give. Quick to heal, that it might receive. I said a natural appetite and passion to play has not been purged from you. They've been cleansed from sin. Amen. Purified from sin. But it remains the natural aspect. And through that channel, the devil tempts people and tries them. After you're sanctified, if you yield to God, He'll give you power to go through. That's the need of those who are sanctified. There are some temptations peculiar to the sanctified. Faith is much nearer to the saints. Amen. Now, this is a question should be answered for everybody that has started out living sanctified. What must I do in case of defeat after I'm sanctified? That's a bad question. Is it possible for me to meet defeat, absolutely get setback, and not succeed in overcoming something after sanctified? It is possible in this way, using Christ against the ground. When it comes to face the cross, it is so heavy. Till it said, if it is possible, let this cup pass for me. Amen. When you face something in life that goes so directly across your wishes, maybe it's a surprise to you. You didn't know you'd have to suffer that as a Christian. Amen. And you're slow about yielding to God. Holy. The enemy might get a little advantage of you then. That's right. But when you recognize Satan's getting advantage, if you fail somewhat, you did not go back to sin, you have to realize what's happening to you. Holy yield to the will of God and then give you power to overcome. I said it's possible. I didn't say that you have to do it. Amen. It's possible to meet defeat if you don't follow on. The Holy Ghost has to be followed like anybody else. If you don't follow Him, there'll be a lack of power. Resistance. We do have a paradise. Everything said it was so. Why was it so? The Holy Ghost made it so. All right. The Holy Ghost will make all of the Word of God so in your life. Everything the Bible said you knew, the Holy Ghost will make it so in your life. Bible said he will love no enemy. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will make that so in your life. The business of the Holy Ghost is to execute the Word of God. The Word says the Holy Ghost makes it so. Praise the Lord. Do good to them and do evil to you. The Holy Ghost will make that so in your life. Be faithful and prayerful. The Holy Ghost will make that so. But here is the difference. When the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, you have a will. Even after you are sanctified, you have a will. Amen. And you'll have to keep that will consecrated day by day. Now then, the Bible says that the Lord giveth more grace. He resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. James the 4th chapter, about verse 6 and 7. He giveth more grace. He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. When the Holy Ghost has come into your heart, given you power to overcome the present and immediate trial that you're now facing, later you come to something harder than that. Amen. The Holy Ghost has all the power in the world, it's needed. Heaven do. But here's the point. You have a will. Amen. When you come to something that's greater than what you can bear, if you're willing to humble to it, the Holy Ghost will give you power to go through it. Amen. Even after you receive the Holy Ghost, He can be living in His power and abide in your heart. That's right. Some have thought, I'm sanctified now. I received the Holy Ghost. He will just do all of it. I don't have to go to the effort for that. No. Your will is always recognized by the Lord. He created you with a will. He will never ride over it. You always will have to yield to Him. Amen. How to live a sanctified life. How to get along with the Holy Ghost, in other words. The Holy Ghost is just like the Father. He will not make you do a thing after it's in your heart but what you're willing to yield for. Just like it said in John 14, 26, He'll bring to your remembrance the things God's Word said. Amen. When He brings that to your remembrance, it's your duty to humble yourself that you might have power to do it. When you humble, He gives you power to go and do it. That's the way the Holy Ghost handles you. Have to come. Now God did not want man under bondage to Him, Himself. That's true. Neither did the Holy Ghost want man under bondage to Him. The Son don't want you under bondage to Him. He created man free as a single agent. And you must yield to Him for Him to give you power. There have been people that prayed for months for more power. Had others to pray for them, lay their hands on and pray for them. And still fell short, son. It all lies in your will. We must know how to get along with the Holy Ghost. You'll have more power as you yield for more power. Amen. He does not take you and drag you from victory to victory. He teaches you and shows you thanks to God and brings you remembrance what God said. To prove that one can after the Holy Ghost is that by the company. They can meet something that they don't much want to go through. Sanctified folks can meet that. I want you to follow me closer tonight. There won't be much noise to it, but it will be plain if you can listen. Amen. Now listen. Jesus Christ said in the 17th chapter of John, I sanctify myself that they might be sanctified. In the 3rd chapter of Matthew, it tells about Jesus being baptized. Either there, one of the gospels said the Holy Ghost sends the bond of people to death. You remember that? And come on. In the 10th chapter of Acts, down about verse 38, reading down, says that the Lord anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost of power. He went about doing good healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Those three scriptures prove that Christ was sanctified, that the Holy Ghost had come upon him. But when he faced the cross, according to the 26th chapter of Matthew, down about verse 38, said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." After you're sanctified, you can become sorrowful. You can have a burden that's heavy after you're sanctified. Amen? He said to his Father, "It is possible, let this cup pass from me." After you're sanctified, you can meet something that's so dreadful to you.